Hello, everyone at GWA. This is Princess April. I decided I might answer some of these questions. I saw one person, I forget her name, answered some of the performer-writer confession questionnaire questions, and so I thought I'd answer them myself. I am new to GWA, but not new to recording audios. And I've been looking for a long time for a place to put my audios, because I've sort of been doing them for myself for a long time, that doesn't compress it to the point where it's degraded sound quality. It drove me nuts. And so I just never found a good platform. I had my own website for a while, but your own website is a pain to maintain, so I got rid of it. And so anyway, I finally found GWA, and I'm happy, and Soundgasm, which has a great hosting option and doesn't degrade my sound files, so that's awesome. Very, very awesome. So whoever is behind that, thank you. Thank you very much for putting it out there. Anyway, back to the questions now. How long have you been posting scripts, recording audios for GWA? The answer is in two parts. I have not been here very long at GWA. I've posted my first audio, which I actually recorded a couple of years ago, but I posted it last week. And so that's my first one. And so I've only been here for a little while. I've been recording audios for a few years. So I actually have a backlog of about 9 or 10 audios that are already ready to go and could be posted tomorrow, but I'm sort of, because they're long and because they took me a lot of time and work to create, I have decided to post them once a week until I run out. Now, I'm always working on more, but and I'll get into this, but my audios are different than a lot of other people's, and they take a long time to produce. So anyway, that's the first question. Would you go back and re-record or rewrite any audios or scripts given the time? Maybe. I have a lot more than just 9 or 10 audios that I've done, but those 9 or 10 are actually ready and postable right now. Others out there are just either not good enough up to my standards of something that I would want to share, or have other problems. So I might record some of those again or go back and revisit them and sort of fix them. I might not, though, because as we are writers, I have no lack of ideas. And so moving forward is probably a better idea than actually moving backward. So I probably won't, but there may be a couple that I'll revisit because they're small things that I can do to make them good enough for what I would want. But otherwise, probably not. 3, do you record or write impulsively, or do you keep ideas noted to record or write at a better time? I don't write impulsively. So generally what I do, if work, my day job isn't killing me, or if I have a normal lifetime, you know, balance at any given time, generally I write for about an hour every morning, maybe a little longer, so maybe an hour and a half every morning. If I'm writing a script, I will work on it every morning for about an hour and a half before I go to work. And that's usually when I write stuff. And a script for me can take between a couple weeks to a couple months, maybe even a few months to finalize and to finish. And by finish, I mean ready to be produced. And the whole production process takes longer still. So if you've heard my audio that I've posted, you might understand why things take that long. But it's not because I'm working full-time on it, obviously. I'm only working about an hour and a half every day on it. And so I work And when it's done, when I feel like it's good enough to record, then I will record it. And once I record it, I have to do music for it and sound effects for it and other effects and finalize the script as the recording is getting done. And it's a very involved process for the kind of stuff that I do. So it takes a long time. And so nothing happens impulsively. It's just not the way I work, especially with the kind of stuff that I like to do. So, number four, does anyone outside of GWA community know you write scripts or record audio? Yes. So, my significant other knows, and a couple of my friends know that I do adult stuff online, but they don't know specifically about GWA. If they did know, it wouldn't be the end of the world. And so, there it is. There it is. Could you see yourself ever telling someone out GWA about your scripts or audios? Yes, I could. And I would trust close friends with that information, obviously. Otherwise, if people find it, they find it. And that's kind of the way it is. Number six, are there any tags or themes you personally love to listen to, but for whatever reason would not write or record about? There are. I am a dirty bird, so my bread and butter for what I like to write and record centers around humiliation and power imbalance and non-consensual stuff, or at least sort of the fantasy version of non-consensual, the borderline non-consensual. That's where I live in the zone when I'm writing and doing scripts. But I love to listen to some harder stuff. I love Yandere, which I don't think I could do. I love more harder rape scenarios, but I have trouble doing it myself. I love non-consensual sort of bestiality scenarios, but I have trouble doing that myself. So I just can't bring myself to do it, but I really respect and love and have immense gratitude for the people who will and do those things, you know, knowing that it's all just fantasy and I'm here to have fun and we're all here to have fun. But I love to listen to that stuff. But I just, for whatever reason, I can't bring myself to record it. So that's that. Let's see. Number seven. Has there been any script or audio idea from another writer or performer that you wish you could have come up with? I can't think of anything as far as ideas go, because I have lots of ideas. Ideas are sort of a dime a dozen, right? It's the execution of those ideas that make the difference. And I mean, I'm a writer in my real life, and you can't, like, ideas are easy. It's the execution that's hard. And there are certainly audios out there by people that I have loved, and I respect what they do, love them. There certainly is aspects of I wish I could do that. But that has very little to do with their ideas or their talent, and more to do with who I am and who I wish I could be. And that goes beyond the scope of this questionnaire. So, yes, there are. And if I go beyond GWA and go way back into the Wayback Machine, one of my big inspirations is Parker from ASSTR way back when. To me, he was a genius, and there will never be another one. But if you don't know who that is, then that's okay. But if you wanted to look him up, you can go to ASSTR and find some of his stories. Anyway, number eight. Are there any tags or themes you have been wanting to include in your audios or scripts, but just not found the opportunity? I'm exploring that. Like, what can I do that I would be interested in. I certainly have my fetishes, and that will come out as the stuff that I release is becomes, you know, gets released. I certainly have my things, you know, and I wrote these for me first and foremost, because I'm passionate about the stuff that I write. And so I don't generally write for others. I just write for me. That said, I've certainly discovered some things that I didn't really know I was into, like yandere and stuff like that. I don't know that I could perform, or I certainly could write it, but I don't know if I could perform it. We'll see. I don't know. I may stretch my limits as I delve deeper into the GWA community, but for now, I'm going with what I have, and I'm exploring what's there. I'm sort of just catching up, because I've just discovered it. So there's a lot to go through. Let's see. I will answer as a writer, because I've not performed anybody else's scripts. I've only performed my own, and I certainly do it in a certain way. So I think it's more appropriate for me to answer the other questions as a writer. So, number 9, have you ever written a script with a particular performer in mind? Did your desired performer actually fill the script? Because I've only been on GWA for a little while, I certainly have not done either of those things. I am inspired to write some scripts, and it just depends on whether I get people to fill them or not. But we'll see. We'll see. It depends on... I've started to write one just to see, but I am interested in collaborating because I'm limited in my performance and what I can do with the kind of stuff that I write. So if over the course of integrating myself into the GWA community, I can find some people who would collaborate with me, then great. I'm certainly not going to force the issue or do anything special. I just, we'll see. We'll see. You leave the door open, and sometimes some people will walk through it. So I'm interested in finding people to help me see my visions through, and to help them see their visions through, and maybe do some quid pro quo kind of thing where I'll write music for them and they can lend their voice to mine, or maybe something like that. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. You never know. Depends. 10, are there any writers of GWA scripts who really inspired or encouraged you to start offering scripts? Not really, because I started doing this a long time ago before I discovered GWA. So there are certainly writers out there that have inspired me now. And so I certainly have ideas in mind for scripts that I might write for other people to fill. And off the top of my head, I don't remember who they are. So, I apologize for that, but they are out there, and I'm trying to, remember to comment and, send some messages to the people who really knock my socks off. And it's not like you have to, it's just that the people I'm inspired to write to, I write to, and I'm trying to do it, more. So, let's see. What, in your opinion, is the best type of feedback you would wish to receive about your work? I really don't. Feedback is great, and positive feedback is awesome. And the best for me is to know that there's somebody else out there that I've reached. That my unique method of doing audios has touched somebody, just to know that, because I'm pretty sure that I'm not alone, and having just done this for myself and not shared them for years, to share them now is a bit of a vulnerable experience, and I've put a lot of passion and work into these things, and at the very least, I hope that people who don't like it can just pass it by, and the people who do, then I found somebody who gets it and somebody who understands and somebody who I can relate to. And that's an exciting prospect when you're talking about the intimate relationship we all have with sexuality. What is the most valuable piece of advice you would wish to give to any scriptwriter or audio performer starting out on GWA or other audio subreddits? Well, as I haven't been here long, I don't have much cred to say anything, but that said, I've been doing this a long time. I do some very ambitious work, and I spend a lot of time doing it. And I guess one of the things I would say is the perfect is the enemy of finished, which is a common saying, and it's absolutely true. So don't try to make it perfect. Just try to make it done. And for you, that might mean different things. For some people, it might mean you throw out a script in, you know, an hour and you're done and you move on to the next one, and that's awesome. For some performers, it might mean you read the script one time and 15 minutes later you're done, and that's awesome. For other people, it might mean I want to spend time to make this a little bit more high quality or better to my satisfaction, and I'll spend days on it. I'll spend weeks on it even. That's okay too, but just realize that to not let yourself stagnate, to not let yourself stop because you haven't perfected it. That's really the danger of working toward perfection. There is no perfection. There's just finished. And there's quality, and it's okay to strive for quality. It's okay to take the time to do these things, but it's always good to make sure that you're always moving forward. If you're not moving forward, stop doing what you're doing and work on something that you will move forward on. Or stop what you're doing and just send it out there and let the reactions come and then move on to something else. Because the way to get better is not by perfecting the one thing. The way to get better is to finish a lot of things. So if your goal is to get better, you know. So if you care about the quality of your work, which I do, and it's easy to get caught up in the perfectionism of it, just remember that it's better for your learning process and for your sanity to produce a bunch of things at 60 or 80% rather than to produce one thing at 100%. So that's what I would say. Anyway, I think that's enough. I've certainly gone on too long. And thank you for listening if you've gotten this far. And thank you for trying some of my audios out if you do try them. Like I said, for the first 10 or so, I'll release once a week. And then after that, it's whenever they get done. Okay. Thank you.